All of us deal with things in different ways, especially when it comes to having naughty thoughts. Often when we masturbate, we allow our minds to fill with all sorts of filthy, torrid images. Sometimes the scenes include ourselves, and other times we take on a more voyeuristic role. It's the feeling of being dirty that makes the experience so overwhelmingly good, but what happens after the orgasm washes over us? Do you feel guilty after coming? If so, just remember that you're not alone. Once you come down from the high of ejaculation, it can be entirely possible to lose yourself in a sea of negativity as a result of your indulgences. Fantasizing is a perfectly healthy method of mental recreation. But if you are genuinely seeking a secondary outlet for working out your feelings, a bit of spanking may be just what you need. When it comes to doling out the right kind of spanking, it's important to choose just the right tool for the job. When I am about to deliver punishment, I like to consider the offense and my sub's ultimate pain tolerance. After all, you can't walk the line if you don't know where the actual boundary is. My favorite paddle is leather, airbrushed pink with a gorgeous rose design etched into it. If you're going to leave a mark, then why shouldn't it leave a mark resembling the mistress in question? There's no doubt that putting a grown man over my knee and spanking him until he's pleading for relief sends an erotic chill up my spine. I don't even need to know what he's done. The sight of his erect cock while my paddle connects with his exposed flesh is enough to keep me motivated and on my game. Sometimes, if I'm feeling inspired, I'll shove my panties in his mouth as a gag, but it's usually way more fun to hear him wail. Have you ever been spanked as an adult? I would love to hear about your experience. So, pick up the phone. Give me a call at 800-601-7259. This is Empress Alexis, and of course, you can always check up on the latest goings-on my homepage at sensualphonemistress.com.